Love is everywhere you are. Turn yourself around before the angels as Mary did. Look again with the eye of the heart and see what love sees. Most of the poems I wrote for this book were written in handmade journals from Assisi, Italy. I always buy a batch of journals each time I make a pilgrimage there to walk in the footsteps of St. Francis and St. Clair. I try to bring enough home to last me until my next pilgrimage. Sometimes I run out. Fortunately, I have friends who arrange for emergency supplies to be sent to London. Assisi is full of poetry. I've spent hours writing poems in the church of San Damiano and in the forest behind the hermitage of Carceri. At home in London, my Assisi journals help me stay close to the love that is everywhere. St. Francis of Assisi took many pilgrimages in his lifetime, while St. Clair, who was one of the first followers of St. Francis, was happy to stay at home in her cloister at San Damiano. St. Francis was always on a journey to somewhere, Rome, Spain, Morocco, Egypt, and Jerusalem. As a young man, Francesco Bernardoni was a pleasure seeker. He sought glory in war. With his conversion at San Damiano, however, Francesco ended his search. He no longer took pilgrimages in search of something. His purpose now was to spread the gospel. He wasn't looking for love. He brought the love with him. St. Francis didn't take pilgrimages to find something. My poem, Bring Love, is the first poem in part one. It was written in Assisi, and I think of St. Francis each time I read it. The main aim of St. Francis's life was to experience Christ consciousness. He wanted to be anointed by divine love. Jesus Christ was St. Francis's example and mentor. In the Gospel of John, Jesus proclaims, God is love. In the farewell discourses of the Gospel of John, when Jesus is preparing to leave, he tells his disciples, Ye shall seek me, and I have said unto the Jews, Whither I go, you cannot come, so now I say to you. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. St. Francis took the new commandment to heart. He believed that if he could love everyone, he would find what he was looking for. Over time, St. Francis realized that love leaves no one out, not a single soul, not lepers, not animals, not stones, not anything. He was transformed by a cosmic, non-denominational love that he shared with Brother Sun and Sister Moon, as well as with Brother Wolf and Sister Death. His first language was love, which is how creation speaks to itself. It's how he was able to deliver his sermon to the birds. I explore the universal language of love in my poem, Common Love.